In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know, I started the show off at noon talking about my kids. The reason that my family and I moved back to Minnesota is because we found out that 3 of our 4 kids was on the spectrum. We were living in Houston at the time, and I had not planned on leaving. I moved 3 miles away from my parents, who had just retired and were excited to have their grandkids in town. So I had all the free babysitting I could shake a stick at. In fact, I was also working at the ABC station that I grew up watching with people like Marvin Zindler and Dave Ward, legends in the broadcasting industry. I was not going anywhere. But when the social worker told me that Texas had a 10-year wait list for services, I was like, I got to get out of here. I can't wait 10 years for my kids to get therapy. And so I called around and had been in Minnesota from 2004 to like 2010, 2011. And they said, oh, there's a 7-month wait list. But in order to get on the wait list, you got to live in Minnesota. I looked at Sean. We were still married at the time. I was like, dude, you got to get up to Minnesota. You got to find a job. You got to find a place to live so you can get a license so that our family can move. We couldn't all move at one time. We had to, you know, go, let him go. And then, you know, I come behind him, you know, trail him with the kids because, you know, he didn't have anywhere to stand, didn't have a job. Well, guess what? We prayed and the Lord sent us an angel in the form of Jim Platten. He provided Sean with a job. He also made sure that Sean had somewhere to stay, let him crash at his crash pad downtown, near downtown St. Paul on top of O'Garris. Y'all remember O'Garris? It's all fancy now. There was some little stanky apartments on top of O'Garris, so he had a little 1-bedroom apartment there. And it was just such a blessing to have somebody like Jim in our lives to help our family. And then once we came off the wait list, we were able to move to Cottage Grove, get our house and get our kids together, get the services from the Lovice Institute, get those county resources. And now my children are doing so well. That would not have happened without Jim. So I have to say thank you in front of Jesus and all my listeners. We got Jim Platten on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. He is joining the show, and I am so grateful to you for everything that you have done for me and these kids.
Michelle, thank you. It's great to be with you. Anybody that can sneak the word stanky into any conversation is my hero. And I got to tell all of your listeners that between you and Lindsay, I don't even know how you two can pull this thing off because you two have to giggle all darn day. It's awesome. But thank you for your kind words. It was so good to be able to be a part of that. And I don't know if you can you share with them? I don't even know if you know the whole story, but when your youngest looked at me one day, this is maybe 6-7 years ago, you were up at St. John's doing an interview, and you were doing your radio show from a van or wherever the heck you were doing it, in the athletic director's office, actually. And your son looked at me, and he said, "How old are you?" And I answered him, and he looked at me, he took his glasses down off his nose, and he looked at me, and he said, "You're really old." Wow.
That was Daniel. I remember that. I think we still have the picture of that. Like, he looked at you like he was doing inspection. He was like,
Oh, my God. The gloves came off on that one. Oh, funny.
So. Oh, yeah, you have been with us a long time. Your wife, Barb, your daughter, your grandkids, Santos, you know, y'all have just been, you know, the only family that we knew, the emergency contact, and just always just such a great support for us. And so I am excited. I have already took off from work, honey, because I got word that St. John Athletics is inducting you into the Hall of Honor. You are getting the Distinguished Service Award. That's going to take place in September. I have already put in off. Now, you got to tell everybody what you've been doing for St. John's Athletics since, like, forever.
Well, you know, everybody in the world knows that I'm a Johnny. It's the poorest kept secret in the world. But I think, you know, as I went to high school there in college, and the one thing that I learned, and it was burned into my soul, really, from the monastic community up there, is within the Rule of Benedict, one of the critical elements is being of service to others. And I learned that from my mom and dad. I learned that from the monks at St. John's. And I think being of service is just an expectation in my world and in my life. I think back over my years of my life, you know, just all the different things. And it's very humbling to be even considered to be a part of the Hall of Honor. There's some amazing gentlemen that are in that. You know, started out, the first person inducted was John Gagliardi. I call him Gagliardi just to giggle. About 40 people just blew their heads up just now. But is it John Gagliardi? And then Jim Smith, two legendary coaches. But, you know, the Hall of Honor was designed to recognize and to celebrate people that have done amazing things. And I'm not sure how I qualify for that. But what I have done is, for a lot of years now, I've worked in the equipment room. I've been kind of a foot soldier in the athletic department, making sure that the fellows have their stuff, the fellows have their supplies, their equipment, their uniforms, make sure that they're clean, make sure that they're ready for them, make sure they're on the lockers. And I've been doing it for 26, 27 years now. And, you know, it's nothing fancy. I mean, and being of service is nothing fancy. You know that. I mean, you've done stuff. You know, I listen to you and I think of you and I just go, oh, my goodness, what an amazing human being. And Sean, and I mean, your whole family. I mean, you've taught your kids, your son, your three sons and your one daughter. You've taught them to be of service in different ways. And we all find our ways. We find our baseline. We find our bottom line. And so if they're going to induct me into the Hall of Honor, what they need, I'll use it as a platform. We need to be of service to each other. We need to help each other. We need to. You know, if there's a food, last year, I'll give you an example. Last year, we had one of those crazy anomalies, right? We had a football game, we had a basketball game, and we had a wrestling match all on the same day. So I worked with one of my friends over at Catholic Charities, Liz Hammock, and Liz is just this amazing lady. And I worked with a captain from football, a captain from basketball, and a captain from wrestling, and we did a winter clothing drive, and we did it. We threw it together. It was, nothing fancy, not a lot of high-tech stuff involved in it, but we just did a winter clothing drive. By the time we were done the next morning, we had a half of a truckload of clothing that went out to Catholic Charities because they needed, it didn't have to be a jacket that's $75, a pair of mittens, boots, socks, sweater, and it was epic, and it just worked out. So I am of service. I do that. Sometimes my wife and my daughter shake their head because I'm in the equipment room usually between 3:30 and 4 every morning, making sure laundry gets done, and then I work my day job, and then I go back and I'll help in the evening. You know, and somewhere in there I got to cut the grass and that stuff too, but that's the essence of it. And I learned it from the monastic community, and I learned it from the people that I've been around for my, you know, brief, short year lifetime that I've been around, you know, and just, it's an honor.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's not just
getting the equipment out and making sure the laundry's done, and it's also supporting those young men who are playing sports for St. John.
Right.
You know, I have an 18-year-old, and so I didn't understand it when people said their brains are not fully developed and the goofy stuff that they do and say and think is possible, right? And then to have somebody like you there, because as you know, when they turn 18, there's nothing the parents can tell them because they know everything. You know, they don't listen to nothing. And so to have somebody that they can trust, that is going to give them sound advice and wisdom that they can go to when they can't talk to their parents. You know, the reason that you're getting this amazing honor, being inducted into the J Club, the Hall of Honor at St. John's Athletics, is because of your mentorship and your love and your encouragement and concern for these young men who are going to one day lead the world.
Well, and you're exactly right, Shaletta. And, you know, I jokingly refer to the equipment room as kind of like little Switzerland, right? Because I'm not a coach. I'm just a guy that fixes helmets. I'm not a manager. I'm not a director. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a professor. I'm just a guy that fixes equipment, and we can sit and shoot the breeze. And I've done, you know, we've talked about careers. We've talked about, you know, and I've helped guys get internships. I got a guy right now that, Jimmy Buck, he's over in another country right now, finishing up his master's degree from a college out east. He's doing great, and he wants to do some mental health, and he wants to go to medical school. He wants to kind of mix them together. So we worked on getting him a internship. I mean, you find ways to help out. You pick your brain. I'm going to say a word that most of the people that are, you know, in college have no idea what it is, but you go through your mental Rolodex and you try and remember, okay, who can I call? I actually still own a Rolodex, in case you're wondering.
I do too. I have 4 of them.
And a girl. I do like to count on you. But that, you know, that's it. I mean, St. John's has meant everything to me. It gave me a start on life in a completely different way. My pathway to St. John's was unique at best. But it's been a blessing to me, and every friend, every person that I've come in contact with at St. John's University has been impactful to me. The monastic community, I've had so many very, very, very dear friends that have been members of the monastic community, and they've been game changers. And the guys that I work with the football team, or, you know, the coaching staff, they're absolutely amazing, and they've become some of my best and dear friends. And so You know, and the guys who worked in the equipment room, Kevin, my counterpart for years and years. So it's been collegial, but it's also been, and I think all people, we need to find what makes us excited, makes us happy, and what makes us passionate. And I live that. And so I live that. But and I got to tell you, just in case you're wondering, I haven't answered your email yet, but I got you covered on your tickets, so don't worry about that.
We come six deep. Now let me know if I need to buy my tickets. I don't want to put you out because I'm bringing Andrew. I'm bringing the kids. No. I'm bringing Sean. We're going to be your loudest cheering section.
I have full expectations on that, but I just want you to make Daniel stop picking on me.
I cannot guarantee that. Daniel is the dude in the family who picks on everybody. Let me tell you what Daniel did to me the other day before we have to let you go. So I've been eating good, right? I've been eating good. I've been hitting up the food truck. You know, they keep the food truck over here at the Cub Food. We got, you know, so they got the little Mexican food. They got the barbecue. They got the donuts and the brownies. So I'll, you know, run over there and get a little bite to eat so I don't have to cook. And so I was sitting here on the sofa and I was doing some work and he tickled my stomach and he said, kitchy, kitchy, coo.
Oh, my Lord.
I said, oh, you want to go to foster care? You are going to be from a broken home. You about to get up out of here. He said, kitschy, kitschy, coo. I said,
I got to tell you, it's not unlike having a kid take his glasses off and look at you down his nose and stare at you and say, boy, you're old. talk about any wind in my sails that particular day. The only thing I'll say, Shaletta, and I want to just bang it one more time, if you can do anything, if you can be of service to anybody, any way, anyhow, go work in a food shop for 2 hours a month or 2 hours a week or 2 hours a day and just help out. Just help where you can. It doesn't have to be solving world hunger. It can be just helping somebody shovel their driveway in the winter or cutting grass or doing something. I mean, we all know people that are struggling in every little piece that you can take off the pile. And I will tell you this, we have had such amazing stuff as a result of the friends I've developed in the athletics department. And so these young men do so many great things, and I'm just very excited and honored for what's going to happen in September. Because the guys that are going in with me are some of the best of the best, so it's very amazing. But thank you so much for giving me a shout out here today. It's
extremely
kind. You're so kind.
Of course. It is so good chatting with you. Jim Platten being inducted into the 2025 J Club Hall of Honor at homecoming at St. John's Athletics. It is 1:22. You're listening to The Shaletta Show. We'll be right back.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.